Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
We are well into our position battle series here on Toyota's Patriots Today. Hello, everyone. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe, and things are only getting more interesting as we keep dissecting each position of the team. Today, we're taking a look at the cornerbacks. So, yes, that means we've got our eyes on Rozai Dowling and Marquise Cole. Okay, Brian, why don't you start us off with your pick in this matchup?
I'm a believer in Rozai Dowling. I'm banking on him finally having a good, lengthy, productive offseason here with the Patriots. 9 games over 2 years with the Patriots after being the first pick in the second round of the draft in 2011. Very much has underachieved so far, and injuries have been a big part of that. But I think he's got a talent level, a skill level, physical makeup, size that this team and this cornerback group could use. He's competing with guys like Cole, Logan Ryan, and a couple of undrafted free agents. This is his last chance, I think, for him to make an impact on this team. I think this has been his offseason to shine behind the scenes. We don't see much of him. We saw him out at minicamp, but I think this is his make-or-break time. And I'm a believer in the talent level, the skill level. He might not be an impact guy this year, but what they need to see is him improving and being capable to be put on the field in nickel packages, dime packages, if there's injuries, maybe even be a starter. I say he makes the team and finally has a little bit of impact with the Patriots.
Okay, well, look, every player deals with injuries at some point, but Rozai Dowling, to me, has been too injury-prone. I feel like he has a love-hate relationship with IR, and we saw that. That's a continuation from when he was in college. He doesn't really stand out to me in practice, and in Cole's first year with his team this past season, he played double the amount of games that Dowling did, and honestly, I think that Marquise Cole is the better quarterback. If it was a game-time decision and I've got to throw one of these guys in there, I'm more comfortable and more confident in Marquise Cole.
Well, and the truth is, to your point, is that Cole became sort of a core special teams guy last year, and that's certainly important. They would need Rozai Dowling to have a special teams role if he's to make this team and be on the game day roster, but I still think they'll find and they'll make up for that special teams role if Marquise Cole loses out on a job. I still think it's too early to give up on a talent like him.
Well, and because of Cole's performance on special teams too, that's why I feel even more confident in him. And I don't think that he's that bad of a cornerback. I don't know where all this hatred is coming out of from Marquise Cole, but I would definitely...
Who's hating?
Give it, well, just fans online.
Okay.
Fans online.
All right.
I'm standing by Marquise Cole in this one, and my faith is slipping a little bit in Rozai Dowling this year.
Well, and it is interesting at cornerback. This is one of the first times that I can remember that they really have all of their cornerbacks coming back. This is an intact unit, which is only going to help
a lot of continuity. And as we've said before in the locker room, these guys are pretty close. I don't know how that translates on the field, but I think that it's got to mean something.
It's got to.
So, well, this is, of course, one of many. We will have plenty more position battles and storylines to keep you entertained until training camp begins. But that will wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.